Expo Center, the vendor area finally opens.
Yep.
I remember because eventually everyone starts congregating by the door.
Yeah.
Because we came out, we went to the bathroom and we came out, all of a sudden it was just like packed all of a sudden. We were like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we were doing some people watching while we were waiting.
Oh yeah, we saw the greatest legend of the convention there.
Oh yes.
This guy was literally wearing a trash can.
But it wasn't just a trash can. It was a trash can that said
Your wife on the front of it.
So your wife.
But the best
trash.
Part is, he wasn't even interacting with anybody. He was just walking around the convention randomly. Like,
yeah.
I saw him multiple times. I was like, this guy is a legend.
He was living his best life.
It was just so. At first, I didn't see the front at first. I'm like, why is this guy just wearing
a
trash can?
No, me too. I was just like, why is he? I was like, you're trash. And
I was like, he's a trash can. That's a clever one.
Yeah.
And then he turned around. I saw it said your waifu on the front. I was like, oh.
I mean, I supported him 100%, and honestly, I wish I was him. The only thing I commented on was that I think he should have kept the bottom, so he cut out the bottom, and it was, like, completely hollow, but I think he should have kept some of it so he could have stored his merch in there,
yeah.
And then just pulled it out and been like, your waifu, trash, puts back in. Yep, so I think that's the only way he could have improved upon it, but other than that, chef kiss. It was beautiful.
Yep. Hey guys, and welcome back to the Gaming and Collecting Podcast. On this episode, me and Alex are going to be discussing our time at Kineticon, our first convention in over a year, and we're going to be going over some of the different things we saw, some of how conventions have both changed and stayed the same in a lot of ways, along with some of the cool things we saw, some of our cool merch finds, and some of our just general thoughts on the overall experience. It was a pretty cool blast. But anyways, guys, thanks again for joining us as we discuss the games that shaped us, even though we're not really talking about games. Oh, actually, we did play a bit of games this time. Let's go.
Woo!
So, how you been?
Well, it's been a day since we podcast, but I'm doing great.
Yep.
How about you?
Yeah, it was a long day today.
It was, and it's only going on 5.
We're getting old.
We are. We work for a living. Yeah.
And we're utter weebs.
Yeah.
But
not as weeby as some people we saw today.
Oh yeah. But I guess we can't even talk about what we did early in the day because we pretty much from the beginning going on.
Yeah.
So today's topic is we're going. Oh yeah. Well, we have to do our thing.
Yes.
We are drinking.
We are drinking because it's almost 5 o'clock. So what are you drinking, Bill?
I'm having a wonderful Lone River Ranch Water Spicy Hard Seltzer. 80
spicy.
Calories. It's spicy and it's good, damn it.
It's spicy? All right. I'm having a Dell's Rhode Island Hard Tea. And it's slightly carbonated and refreshingly different. That's what the can says. It's pretty good, honestly. I like these more than Twisted Teas. Carbonation just really adds something to it, I gotta say.
Mm.
Gotta say. So, I recommend you buy it, you try it, and you see that it is better than Twisted Tea.
Yes.
The end.
But,
bye! End of podcast.
No.
1 minute.
Well, anyways, this podcast is, we're actually going to be talking about, as we alluded to in the past 2 podcasts.
Yes.
We went to Kineticon today.
Woo!
Which was our first convention in over a year.
Yeah.
Since 2019's Retro World.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's been a... We've been through a lot.
Yep.
In between them.
Yep.
Not going to get into that, but... So, let's talk about the morning and the getting ready.
Oh, yes. So, we woke up about
six.
Woke up about 6. Because the convention, the doors opened at 9. And
yep.
It took us like a half hour to get there.
And we both cosplayed, so we had to get our cosplays ready.
Yeah, and we had to get ready. I had to do my makeup because I did like my first... I haven't done like a full face of makeup in like a while just because It's really hot recently, and putting on foundation and all that stuff, it's a lot of work, so I haven't been doing it. So it took me a little bit longer since I'm a little out of practice, but I think it came out pretty good. What do you think?
It was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we had
my eyebrows are gray.
Yeah. We had our full cosplays. I was a Leaf Shinobi.
Yes. And I was Polnareff from JoJo's Bizarre Adventure.
A female version.
A female version, yes.
Yeah, so that was cool. So we got our cosplays done, and then we got in the car and went off.
Yep. I drove. It didn't take us as long to get there. I surprisingly didn't get us lost at all. But it was funny. Our first step in the adventure was just getting to the parking lot, like getting to park. Because they had us, like, coming in. Yeah, it was pretty organized, but also a disaster at the same time. Yeah,
the parking garage was, like, a total maze. Like,
yeah.
They kind of just had people guiding you around.
Well, they wanted the people at the convention to be, like, in certain parking so that, like, people who, like, were at the hotel for, like, business reasons or other reasons could, like, park in, like, a normal spot. So they basically want us to congregate on a certain side. But it ended up taking us all in this...
And then, of course, you're driving around. You're constantly dodging, like, people walking all over the place.
And yeah. And you're spotting cosplays, too. You're like, oh, look, it's blah, blah, blah. Or, oh, look, it's blah, blah, blah.
Yep. And then we got to the line.
Yep.
And that was... Because we showed up, like, 30 minutes early or so.
Yeah. We ended up getting there around 8:30. And we got in line. And we were pretty early. But it didn't take us... Honestly, it went by pretty quickly. Didn't really have any issues. And, like, the whole check-in product, like, if you pre-registered, the check-in was so easy. It was just, like, check-in with your... It was just scan your QR code, show your ID, and your vaccination card, and then you were good.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you just get in, and then... It was really just kind of... The only part that made the line suck is we had to pee.
Yeah. Yeah, and so did the people behind us,
too.
Yeah,
so did the people behind us. And I think the people in front of us also had to.
Yeah, I think everyone just really needed to pee.
And there was no convenient bathroom even nearby.
No, you had to, like, go across.
Well, I remember at one point, the people in front of us, like, one of them, like, jumped out of line and started running off somewhere and then immediately came back and was like, no, I think I'll wait. It was like... I was like, okay.
Yeah. But check-in went by super quickly. Yep. They were super nice at check-in, too. Just wanted to say. And then we got
The staff there was very helpful and very competent, I will
All
say.
All of them were really great. Staff was really great. So we found the bathroom, did that, and then after that we decided to walk around, scope things out.
Because then we found out...
So we didn't realize the dealer's room didn't open until 11.
Yeah, so we showed up, got in it at...
We
nine.
Roughly got in at 9. Well,
it was a little after 9, because like it took us about half an hour to get in.
Yeah, it took us about, like, half an hour to go through the whole process, go to the bath. So by 9:30, we were just kind of exploring and stuff. And
yeah, so then we realized, oh.
We have a lot of time to kill.
Yeah, because we're not really big panel people, so we kind of we didn't really care about the panels that much.
Yeah, I mean, like, some of them are, interesting, but that's not really what we go for.
I don't
we
like,
more go for, like...
When I'm at a convention, I don't like sitting down and being confined in a spot. That's my whole thing. I prefer to move around.
Yeah.
So we eventually went over, and we found they had this massive arcade setup.
Yeah.
And this was a lot of arcade stuff.
Like, oh, yeah.
There was actual arcade cabinets, like a ton of fighters and like arcade up shooters. Then there was this whole rhythm game section.
Yeah.
A whole line of PCs, and then there was consoles. Like,
yeah.
There was a Philips CDI there. We're playing Hotel Mario.
Yeah, that was pretty great. And a lot of the, what do they call it? A lot of the game, like the, what's the word for it? Like the arcade cabinets. A lot of the arcade cabinet games were actually imported.
Yeah,
like,
there was a lot of Japanese ones.
Which is pretty cool, because I was walking around and I actually kind of recognized some, and I was like, oh, wow.
We really wanted to play Soul Calibur 2, but it was, like, taken the entire time, so.
Yeah, that's the only thing that kind of sucks about those, is that there's no one, like, running it. It's kind of just, like...
It's not like an actual arcade where you put your quarter up on the thing.
Yeah. It's, like, a kind of a free-for-all. Yeah. So, and everything... And it's great that everything was free, because it was, like, awesome. You just got to go.
It was great
to
kill
time. But
there
was one guy who was on Soul Calibur.
Yeah, who did not want to stop playing Soul Calibur 2. So it was kind of like...
For, like, an hour, because we spent, like, an hour in there. Yeah. Like, wasting time. So, eventually, we ended up going and playing Mario Kart.
We stumbled across Mario Kart 64 because no one seemed to want to play it.
Nope.
And so we were like, sure, we'll play that. So we played a couple rounds of Mario 64. Mario Kart 64.
Yeah.
I'll admit, Mario Kart 64 is probably my least favorite Mario Kart.
Oh, womp womp.
It's aged. It's very aged. But we did have a good blast, especially because we tied somehow.
Yeah, we both tied. Well, and then there was one round where, like, I just, like, started, like, I just got stuck. I don't know if this ever happened.
Oh, yeah, she glitched it. We were on, I think, Wario Mountain, maybe, or one of them.
Yeah,
she,
I think it was Cookie. Like, it was Cocoa Mountain, that's or something like that. Yeah.
She glitched out and got stuck to the wall. And
go anywhere. It didn't matter. Like, I was trying to turn away, and I just got, like, stuck, and I was like, well, this sucks. Like, I was gonna win, too. I was ahead of you. Ugh. Mm. Yep, but I got stuck. But we played that for a little bit, and
You got recognized a couple times by people, especially that Dr. Eggman. She really wanted you.
Yeah, no, there's this group of girls, and they were Dr. Eggman, Shadow, Rouge the Bat, and then who was the other one?
I don't remember. Like, I just remember the Eggman.
And then a four. I remember Eggman and the Rouge the Bat and then the Shadow. But oh my god, her Eggman was amazing. Like, she just rocked it and I freaking loved everything about it. It was I think that was one of my favorites of the day.
Her mask was the teeth.
Yeah, her mask his big was smile. His teeth. Yeah.
It was great.
It was interesting to see how some people, like, incorporated the mask into their costume.
I mean, I was a Leaf Shinobi, so it was easy enough.
Yeah, and then for me, my way of incorporating it into my costume was that I actually got a mask printed that has Polnareff's stand on it, Silver Chariot, so I had Silver Chariot on my face, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There was some people that, like, it kind of ruined their cosplays, and they seemed very bummed the whole time.
Yeah, like, and for the most part, like, I didn't really see everyone kept their mask on when they took pictures. There wasn't really
really a lot of people, like, going for pictures.
Yeah, I did notice that. Like, I think a lot of people didn't ask for pictures because of
yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it's hard to say because some people didn't care. Others, I don't know. None of my business, really.
Yeah.
But so then eventually the expo center, the vendor area finally opens.
Yep.
I remember because eventually everyone starts congregating by the door.
Yeah.
Because we came out, we went to the bathroom, and we came out, all of a sudden it was just, like, packed all of a sudden. We were like, oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then we were doing some people watching while we were waiting.
Oh, yeah, we saw the greatest legend of the convention there.
Oh, yes.
This guy was literally wearing a trash can.
But it wasn't just a trash can. It was a trash can that said,
your waifu on the front of it.
So, your wife.
But the best
trash.
Part is, he wasn't even interacting with anybody. He was just walking around the convention randomly. Like,
yeah.
I saw him multiple times. I was just like, this guy is a legend. Like,
he was living his best life.
It was just I didn't see it at the front at first. I'm like, why is this guy just wearing a trash can?
No, me too. I was just like, why is he? I was like, you're trash. And
I was like, he's a trash can. That's a clever one. Yeah. And then he turned around. I saw it said your waifu on the front. I was like, oh.
I mean, I supported him 100%. And honestly, I wish I was him. The only thing I commented on was that I think he should have kept so he cut out the bottom and it was, like, completely hollow, but I think he should have kept some of it so he could have stored his merch in there. Yeah. And then just pulled it out and been like, your waifu trash, puts back in. Yep. So I think that's the only way he could have improved upon it, but other than that, chef kiss. It was beautiful. Mm.
Yep. Saw that. We saw also there was some interesting folks there. We're not gonna get super into it, but
we saw a lot of furries.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you do you, but it weirds me out.
Some of them were okay, some of them were,
it weirds me out. I don't know. But also, I get weirded out by mascot costumes in general. Yeah. Like, we used to go to, Patriots games, and Pat the Patriot freaked the fuck out of me. I did not like him at all. So, you know, I don't like things in costumes like that, so.
Things.
I just don't like it. They creep me out. I'm not a fan.
Some of them were okay. They kept themselves, but some of them were very.
They were in character.
Yeah.
Go with that.
I was like, oh boy.
And I was like, okay, you do you. Oh, and then there was someone playing the caramel dance. Is that how it goes? Caramel dancing song? The. That song.
I
It's the one that has the
You're going the way dance. Beyond. You're going way beyond my level. You can see the
people
dance.
All right. Well, most people know there's like a famous song. They used to do videos where it's the dance.
I know the song, but I don't.
And they put their like hands on their head, and someone was playing it, and then suddenly we just saw everyone congregating around it, and I was just like, "No, thank you, but okay." You
well,
know?
I wouldn't have just because my cosplay would have fallen apart.
Yeah, well, that too, but also, no, thank you. I wouldn't want to do it.
Waluigi was getting down.
Waluigi was getting down. I think he was the one who started the getting of the down.
No, because he wasn't there when it first started.
Well, no. He didn't, but he, like, when he came over, more people congregated, you know.
I just looked over once and was like, oh, that's happening.
Yeah.
But yeah, eventually the doors open and we finally get in.
Yes.
And then it comes hitting me back, the classic. Conventions can be very frustrating sometimes.
Oh, yes.
Because people... So for all the people who are really big on personal space outside of that thing, it goes out the window when you're in a vendor area.
Oh, yeah. Nope. It is completely crowded.
So as a collector, I like to collect games and... Unfortunately, there wasn't a lot of gaming-related booths this time, or the ones there were, I had all the games that really were I wanted, like, valuable to me.
But this could also just be that you are now too proficient in collecting. Yeah.
But there was a couple where I really wanted to get a closer look, and then suddenly you'd have people just, like, ganging up on you from both sides and just kind of taking away any sort of viewpoint you had, and you're kind of like, and you don't want to be a jerk, so you're kind of just like, okay.
Okay. And then there was that one girl who just kept asking if you were...
Yeah, there, like, was there was one girl who kept thinking I was the owner of the booth, and we went to, like, four different booths, and I'm like, I'm just kind of like, I didn't want to comment. I just was like, no.
You're just like, no, I'm just here, I'm in a cosplay.
I did manage to score two gaming-related things, though. I got Kirby Superstar Ultra for the DS.
Nice.
And a... Model 1 Sega Saturn controller, because I didn't have one.
Huh, nice.
So that was cool. Everything else I got was merch-related or anime, so...
Yeah, I did not get anything gaming-related, but I did spot some gaming stuff, you know? I think we'll buy more... Sorry, I thought I had another hiccup coming. It was a silent hiccup. Maybe it was just a burp. It might have just been a burp. Anyways... I didn't buy anything gaming related, but we did buy some anime stuff. But before we go into that, like, we'll just talk about some of the booths we saw.
Yeah, there was a good amount of different variety. A lot of food this time
around. Yeah, there was a lot of food.
Like Japanese imported candies and stuff, and it was kind
of
like...
A lot of bread.
Yeah.
A lot of imported bread. And I can't eat that because I'm on my diet still. I've been doing pretty good about not...
Yeah, the problem is with all that food is it's so unhealthy, and it's like, eh.
Oh, yeah, it's so sugary. And they have, like, the sugary drinks and stuff. But yeah. I mean, like...
And every once in a while it's fine, but it's like, I don't need that. I didn't need to spend money on that.
No, I was not there for food. I was there for merchandise.
Which, for you, was anime figures, because that's your new hobby.
That's my new hobby. It's not a hobby. It's just something I like to put on display. So we went around, you know, we looked in... There was, like, quite a few figure stands.
So there was figure stands. There was also one manga stand, and it was the most cramped thing ever, and I was very bummed because I was kind of like, I wanted to actually look, but there was just no feasible way to do it without getting claustrophobia.
Yeah, it was just way too crowded in there, but it was a cool stand. It had a lot of different mangas.
It did. Unfortunately, I was trying to get to the eye section, and that was completely blocked.
Yeah.
Like, that was clogged with, like, five people, and I was like... Yeah. Well, I'm not getting there.
So you were trying to go to the Inuyasha stand.
I'm trying to collect the Inuyasha manga now, and it's like, every time I try to get it, it's either it's missing the volume I need, or it's not there, or I can't get to it, but whatever. So we moved on from that. No manga, unfortunately.
Yeah. Oh, and then we did look at one with DVDs.
Oh, yeah, there was a couple DVD booths. There was one that was more, like, chill, like, smaller, and I managed to finally get a Blu-ray copy of Perfect Blue.
And the owner of the shop was also in a Misty costume.
It was a male Misty, yes.
And he was living his best life.
I didn't realize it was a male Misty at first until I saw him later again, and I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that one.
He looked glorious, I will say.
But yeah, so I got a Blu-ray copy of Perfect Blue, so I can finally replace my old DVD copy. Mm-hmm. And then there was another DVD booth, which was more... It had a lot to offer.
Yep.
But they were all very expensive.
Yep.
And they didn't have FMA, which is what I was looking for, so... And I did find Ranma 1/2, but they were like $70 a piece, and I was like, nope.
You were like, nope, not today.
I'm like, I had the money, but I wasn't going to spend it, let's just say.
Yeah. No, at that big one that had all of the DVDs, I was on a mission for One Piece Stampede, and they didn't have it. And I knew why, because I think they might have had it yesterday, but like I can't find it. The only place I can find it is on Amazon Prime, and you have to pay for digital. Like, you can't even get a hard copy. So, I'm probably just going to have to buy the digital version at this point. But I tried getting it. I wanted the physical copy because I heard it's a really good movie, but I'm probably going to have to go digital, so.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
There's a couple. Like, it was cool just seeing all that anime.
Oh, yeah. No, it kind of made me, like, think. I'm like, wow, like, I didn't realize there was so much anime on DVDs that you could buy.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
I did see the full Blu-ray set of Inuyasha, and I was tempted, but I was like, I have the DVDs. I mean.
Yeah.
It's maybe not like a someday. Movie or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we moved on from there, and then there was a lot of figure stands.
There were a lot of figure stands, and we did a couple of loops. So, Bill ended up actually buying a figure.
He bought a Kagome.
He bought a Kagome that he was looking online, and I think the one online was like $80, right?
No, it was like $60.
Yeah. What did you pay for that?
Like $50.
Yeah. So, well, yeah, a pretty decent deal. So, that was pretty good.
Yeah, and I didn't have to pay for shit. I didn't have to ship it.
Yeah. I ended up buying two figures. The first one I ended up buying was Rimuru from that time I was reincarnated as a slime. It's him, and he's it's a little slime body, but the best part is it can light up. Yeah. So it's like he illuminates. So I need to get some AAA batteries, but once I have those, he's going to look happening. So... And that was pretty cool. And I saw that and I was like, immediately, I need this. I need this so badly because he's iconic, you know.
And then you got your,
And then the
it
next
It was me.
The next one I got was, it was me, Dio. I got a Dio figure from JoJo's Stardust Crusaders.
Yeah, you had a great deal on that.
Yeah, that was like, it was like a pretty, like, moderate size. It's actually the biggest figure I have now. It was only like $50, and that was
my little Kagome is chilling with your three JoJo's.
Yeah,
right,
we took
now.
A picture. It's like he put Kagome with like my three manly men JoJo's figures, so it looks pretty silly. And then I have it like I have like shelves, and I have above the shelf I have my JoJo's manga above it, and then below it I have Bulbasaur with my giant Bulbasaur, because I have one of those giant Bulbasaur pop figures. And then I have, like, a Charizard and a Squirtle next to it. But it's a fabulous looking shell.
You also can talk about your hats.
Oh, yeah! So, I didn't find any One Piece figures that I really, really wanted. Well, honestly, like, a lot of the One Piece figures there were really overpriced. Like, I have a set of One Piece figures, which are from the comics. I think it's called Loof. But it's basically like this alternate universe where a certain character doesn't die and something. I'm not going to say who because I don't want to spoil in case no one's seen it. But I spent like $28 on the figure, and I saw a place selling it for like $50, and I was like, no thank you. Yeah. So I got a pretty good deal. So a lot of the One Piece figures I thought were way overpriced because there was, like, this Marco figure, and it was, like, I think it was only, like, 3 inches tall. And it was, like, $50. And I was, like, I'm going to buy Dio instead for $50. So I bought Dio instead. Yes. So anyway, so rather than buying One Piece figures, I ended up finding a Straw Hat, which was Straw Hat Luffy, a Luffy Straw Hat. Which was pretty cool. And then I found another one that was Ace's cowboy hat. So, and I thought that was pretty cool. So I hung them up on my wall for now, and I think they actually look pretty nice. I need to even them out so they're, like, at the same height. So I gotta lower one of my pins so they're at the same height.
I remember you almost missed the Luffy hat, too.
I did. I almost missed it.
Because you were walking by, and I'm like, Alex, look, Luffy's hat. And you're like, I need it.
I need it. I do. I think it's really cute. I spent only like $20 on both of them, yeah. So they're pretty worth it. And the Aces hat is actually really nicely made, like the cowboy hat with the
That the owner of that stall was so disappointed when you gave him the 100.
Yeah,
he was like, "Oh."
I was like, "I can pay with card," and he was like, "No, no." So he was a pretty funny guy.
I love this dramatic, just "Oh."
I was like, "I'm sorry."
Yeah. Oh, there was also that really nice bin where we got the those metal like.
Yeah.
Like, I got this metal bookmark with Android 17 on it, which is really cool.
Yeah, he had like this art that he printed. Like basically printed onto like metal tin, so I ended up getting a Luffy's 1.5 billion very wanted poster, which was pretty cool. And then I got one of Black Clover, which is like my first Black Clover merchandise. Because honestly, unfortunately, like I noticed, I was doing research online and I noticed that they don't really have a lot of Black Clover, like they don't really have any figures. I think they only have like an Asta and Yuno figure, and that's about it. I don't know, I feel like Black Clover gets the shit list for, like, merchandise. Like, you think Inuyasha is bad? The amount of Black Clover items is abysmal compared to the Inuyasha items, so...
True.
So, I think you're doing okay. But I ended up getting that, these little two. They were almost, like, on postcard size, but I thought they were really cute, and I thought I could just, like... Well, I tried to lean them on my shelf, but they were gonna fall on the floor. So, I need to find a new spot for them, but once I find a spot... I'll keep you updated.
Yeah, and then there was also,
Oh, I may bring it to work.
I also found this cool, like, booth that was doing, like, you know those old, like, bead things? Like, you put the beads on the pegs and then you...
Oh, the melty beads.
Yeah, the melty beads, and you iron them down to make pixel art, basically.
Yeah.
And I found a booth that was selling a bunch of those, and I got a pixel art female Byleth from Fire Emblem Three Houses.
Yeah.
The vendor was telling me that nobody wanted male Byleth. Everyone wanted female Byleth, so make that of what you will. But that was really cool. She had a bunch of other cool stuff, too, but I was...
Oh, yeah.
I didn't have time to look.
Yeah.
It was... One thing I will say about this convention was it was very... You couldn't stand in one place for more than a second. Because you would immediately get swarmed.
Oh, yeah. No, I definitely... Oh, I kind of felt like people kind of forgot the whole, like... What's the word? Manners? I think people forgot.
We'll get into that a little bit more in the second half. But yeah, that was a little weird. And then there was also the artist alley, as there always is, where you get all the different artists doing different like art, you know, custom artwork. And I looked at a couple, and there was some I was intrigued by, but it was like, unfortunately, all these booths were packed, and it was like so hard to like get a look.
Yeah.
But I did find this one booth that had a bunch of art, and I got this really nice like Doki Doki Literature Club poster, and then this poster of Yuri from the game, which was really nice.
The artwork, I will say, it's very pretty. They had other artwork, too, and I was actually tempted to get some, but...
They had a lot of JoJo's there.
They did. They actually did have a lot of JoJo's, which I was surprised.
There's actually a lot of JoJo's in general at the convention, I noticed.
Yeah.
Like, they were all over the place.
Yeah. JoJo's is popular, man.
It is.
It's a great show.
But I think we're going to take a quick break, guys, and we'll be right back.
Woo! Break time.
Yep. And we're back.
We are back.
Yep.
But we're also family.
Ugh.
I did this the last time, too.
Well... Anyways, we just had a big metaphorical discussion off screen.
Yes.
Who would win in a fight? Team A? You can say the
Team A, which is Josuke, Jotaro, and Dio, and Kagome versus Shanks, Law, and then Rimuru.
It was an interesting discussion.
It's just interesting because like I was like going through and I was like, well... Well, Dio and Jotaro can stop time, but then Josuke can also, like, heal with his powers. But then there's Kagome with her magical arrows, but then Shanks is very strong, and Law has his op-op fruit, so he could room and then just chop everyone up into pieces, but it all depends on if they stop time, and then Rimuru is real strong, too. So, I don't know. I don't know who would win.
I just threw this bullshit discussion up because of the shelves. But...
Yeah, we were just looking at the shelves, and I was like, yep. I don't know who would win. You know who would win? Bulbasaur would win. Because Bulbasaur is adorable.
Bulbasaur would just eat everybody.
No, everyone would just look at him and see how cute he is, and then just go, oh, we can't hurt him, and he'd win with it. And then, in the meanwhile, in the background, Charizard and Squirtle, well, is that Charizard? Is Charizard the baby?
Charmander
and Squirtle would just come and attack, and everyone's focused on it. Yeah.
So we just pulled that out of our ass.
Yeah.
But, anyways, continuing on. So, convention, after that, we got a bottle of art, and we kind of wandered around for a bit. It was... Unfortunately, you could really tell this convention that it was very apparent that a lot of people had not been out and about in a while.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the social norms were...
Not followed. Well, it's not even social norms. I mean, just common, like, etiquette and courtesy, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how many times I got shoved right out of the way.
Yeah, like, people just were like, boom, and I was like, okay, like, all right.
There wasn't a lot of excuse me's or...
No.
Also, when you're in the middle of a transaction being interrupted by other people, like...
Yeah, like the milk tea girl. Ugh. Like, I was buying my Rimuru Tempest figure, and I was, like, checking out, and I was chatting with the cashier, because she was nice, and then this, like, girl comes up, and she's like, what flavor is the bubble tea? And, like, Flea's like, it's milk tea. And she's like, what flavor is the milk tea? She's like, it's milk tea. It's just tea and milk. Milk tea. And she's like, what flavor? She, like, I think she said it, like, 5 times. Yeah. Like, and I was just like,
it's meanwhile, you're milk tea. Meanwhile, you're trying to do a transaction.
Yeah, like, I'm, like, she's clearly taught, like, doing something with me right now. And she's, like, trying to give me change.
We don't know if they have any sort of... issues or anything, so we yeah, you don't question, you just kind of,
I
like,
don't know, I thought they were, I didn't really think it was that, I think they were just kind of being a little obnoxious,
or they were just awkward, and
I just didn't think they were getting it.
There were some awkward encounters, I will say.
Yeah, that one was definitely awkward, and then you, like, peaced out, like, you were with me, and then you're like, bye.
Well, no, I was getting claustrophobic, because I was, like, surrounded by people, and I wasn't really doing anything there anyways, so I just wanted to get out of the way.
Yep. But I don't know if she bought the milk tea after that, but the bubble tea.
I remember the person screaming across the thing, do you have Wii games? Like, screaming.
Do you have Wii games?
Do you have Wii games? I'm like, I kept hearing that, like, across the room, and I was like, I wonder if they do or not.
Yeah, or just go to, like, any GameStop.
That's actually getting pretty hard to find Wii games now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Wii games are pretty rare now at GameStops. But they're, like, all cheap as hell online, so it's not really a big deal. I just remember that, like, because we're, like, at one booth, and all of a sudden I just hear, like, across the way, Wii Games!
Wii Games!
I was like, okay.
Yeah. There's some funny stuff we heard. Like, funny stuff. But then also some, like, sad stuff, because, like, I heard, like, a couple... At one point, I heard, like, this group of girls, and they're, like, making fun of someone's cosplay.
Yeah,
and
that's just, always
like,
shitty.
Go away! Like, they worked hard on that, even if it's just... I don't like the people who judge for other people's cosplays. If they bought it online, so what? They still came and they dressed up and they had a great time. Leave them alone. If someone wants to cosplay and make the costume, that's great. If they want to buy it online, that's great too. Just let people have fun.
Yeah.
It made me sad. I was just like, come on.
That's unfortunately just how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that though. That was like...
That just made... I wanted to say something, but I was just like, no.
Nah, time and place. You really shouldn't get involved.
Yeah.
I just remember freaking... there was so many times, though, where I was like, I don't really have claustrophobia, but it happens at conventions sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's... Especially in that atmosphere, like, you just...
Surrounded. It was super hot in there, too, at times.
Yeah, it would get really... Well, it was so funny, because the gaming room was nice and cold.
Well,
because
they needed it cold for all the hard electronics going on there at that point.
So I almost wonder if, because of that, like, the other side of the room wasn't... I almost wonder if it wasn't getting as much, because the other room was diverting.
Well, it was also a lot more people were congested in one area.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that, because then after we finished up in there, we decided... Yeah, we're probably going to head out, because we circled around, did pretty much everything we could. There was a few things I probably would have liked to get, but I didn't want to deal with the crowd, and I didn't really want to.
Yeah, and, like, we were thinking about staying for some of the fan, like, meetup pictures, like the JoJo's one and the Naruto one, but by that point, we were just kind of like, all right. We're
by that point, my costume's starting to fall apart. I'm like.
And my feet were, like, killing me, so we both were like, all right.
And I needed to get the mask off. I needed to get fresh air, because I was like.
Yeah.
I couldn't breathe, so I was like.
And yours was a little tight on your nose, so your nose was hurting. But before we left, we did stop outside to take some pictures outside.
I remember we stepped outside and the wind freaking blasted.
Oh, yeah, the wind. There's a lot of people outside. I don't know if they were doing events, like an event outside.
No, I just think they were going outside to get fresh air, to be honest.
It was it was a very nice day today. It didn't get super hot. Like, it was pretty comfortable.
It was wonderful in the morning when it was really chilly.
And then it was funny because so once we're leaving, we're walking back to the car, and then we're trying to leave the parking garage, and we just get completely lost. I think we did like.
Well, on the way out, I remember we got stopped like 3 times. Like, do you need to get badges? And like, no, no, we're leaving. We're going. Oh, it's like, oh, okay. It's like.
Yeah.
Then another person. Do you need to get badge? It's like, no. We're leaving. We're going. It's like, oh, okay. That was just funny because the line was still like backed up all the way, like to where it was when we first came in.
Yeah.
Because all the new people showing up. But I remember that. And then, we got lost in the parking garage trying to get out. Because we were, like, circling around and, like, eventually we got out.
I thought someone was going to back into me, which was a little scary at one point.
Because
it just started reversing. They missed the turn to exit. And I was like, don't hit me. But then we didn't get hit.
We drove home.
Yep. We stopped for coffee.
Yeah, because we hadn't had any coffee that morning. All we had
no
is...
one said anything. But they were kind of a disaster there, so...
Yeah, that was one of the... That was a bad day for Dunks.
Yeah, it was... I mean, the coffee was fun. And you didn't get a tea. But
that almost happened.
Yeah, they... Like, we... It was like when you went up and... They're just like, so you ordered this, 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 this. And we're like, oh, no, just 2 coffees, please. Thank you.
It's like, you ordered all this, right? No, no. We didn't order any of that. Yeah. Oh.
Shit. So.
Yeah.
But we did get our coffees, and it was fine.
Came back here. We got out of cosplay. We got into comfy clothes.
Got into comfy clothes. We unboxed our figures.
Yeah, we built our figures. I had to assemble Kagome.
Yep, and I had to assemble Dio, because he just came as, like, a torso and legs.
Yep.
Which was pretty silly. And then Rimuru was just,
A blob.
A blob. But that's when I figured out I didn't realize he had glue. I just thought he was a cool little blob boy, but he glows, so I have to get batteries for him.
Oh, we didn't even look for batteries, I just realized
that. Yeah, I kind of forgot, too, so maybe tomorrow.
Maybe, we'll see. But after that, we went out for dinner, or lunch, I'm not really sure yet.
Went to this nice place called Maggie McFly's, and then it was funny, because I put on a Hunter Hunter t-shirt, and then I kept my Silver Chariot mask on. And we're, like, going in, and we order our drinks. You got a Guinness?
I got a very large Guinness.
Yeah, you got a large Guinness.
It was bigger than I was prepared for.
And then I got, like, a pumpkin cider, and I gotta say it was pretty good. Like, it wasn't too sweet, and it was pretty, like, true to the... It tasted more like apple cider with pumpkin.
Yeah.
And it was really good.
I got this, like, Southwestern veggie burger, which was pretty cool.
Yep.
And then you got this wonderful salad.
Yeah, I got this, like... It was, like, barbecue chicken salad, and it was, like, really good. I recommend. Oh, but what I was going to say about my shirt was I came in, and then one of the waitresses was just like, I saw you come in, and I just wanted to say I love your Hunter Hunter shirt. So that was pretty neat. And then after we ate, we didn't get dessert because we were already pretty full.
Yeah, we needed to walk it off. Yeah. So we decided to walk around the mall that the restaurant is attached to. And we decided to go adventuring, so we stopped at a few stores, and of course we bought manga.
Yep.
Because we didn't really get to buy manga at
No, we didn't.
But I was bummed out because we went to New Breed Comics first, and they didn't have Inuyasha Volume 1, and I was like, ugh.
Yep. But I ended up getting JoJo's Part 5 Volume 1, so I got the part with Giorno.
Yep.
So I got that, so now I have Part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, all the volume ones of it. So I have it above my JoJo's shelf. So I just thought it was pretty neat.
Yeah. And then we went to Barnes & Noble. Because those still exist in some places.
Yes.
And then I ended up finding Inuyasha Volume 1, like the this big, like the first three volumes in one set. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, now I have to go back to Newbury and get Volume 2.
Yep, and then when we get there...
Yeah, and then we get there and someone's about to grab it, so I had to kind of like just go in there and snipe it. I was like...
Yep, you're like, yoink! Oh, but before we went there, we ended up browsing around the Hot Topic.
Yeah, we didn't see anything hot, because I was joking, because I'm like, you can never find Inuyasha merch anywhere. Yeah. And then we walk by, and there's a purse, and I'm like, Alex, do you want the purse? And I'm like, no.
It was a cute purse, honestly. Yeah. It actually was pretty cute.
Yeah, but
cute.
I'm not going to have a purse.
I know. No, but I was just saying, like, I feel like Hot Topic has, like, made an effort to make things, like, not super, like, I feel like back in the day when you got something that was anime, it was almost, like, cheesy, you know, like it was super cheesy, but over time, like, they had this adorable Hunter Hunter backpack that it was just like a pattern of like the little characters in chibi form, and it was just like patterned across, and that was wicked cute. But the Inuyasha purse was actually really cute.
Yeah, I just feel like sometimes Inuyasha gets like stereotyped as a girly anime for some reason,
which I think is bullshit because of the amount of blood and gore in that show, like, it's not that girly.
Well, then it's got a pretty even cast of male and female characters.
Yeah.
It just doesn't help that one of the most prominent characters in the show is Kagome, the little middle school girl.
Yeah. But then after we went to Hot Topic and Bill's, like, going, like, oh, there's no Inuyasha.
Yeah, we stopped in Zoomies, and then there's, like, five different shirts, and it's like, oh.
Yeah. And I gotta say, Zoomies, like, makes the anime shirts look really cool. Like, they just come out with really cool designs.
Yeah.
Because they have a ton of Hunter Hunter stuff, but as we walked by, it was immediately Inuyasha, and I was like, ha!
Yeah.
Ha!
I was kind of bummed, though, because a lot of them were very feminine colored.
Yeah,
I was
the
like,
Kagome one was very feminine, yeah, but you ended up finding an Inuyasha one.
Yeah, the Inuyasha one was nice.
I really liked it. It was like a red and black tie-dye, and on the front, it just had a white outline of, like, Inuyasha, and then on the back it had, like, Inuyasha and Shishomaru.
Yeah.
But it was a cool shirt. I'm glad you got it, because I thought it was pretty cool. I would have gotten it for you as a present if you didn't buy it at some point.
It was very... Yeah, the Kagome one, though, was very pink.
Yep.
And I was like, yeah, that's... Nothing against pink, but that's just not me.
Yeah, it's just not you.
Yeah, so we did that, and then we went back to Newbury, and I got the other volume. Because we found out the GameStop was gone.
Yeah, no, GameStop closed. It was kind of sad going, though, too, because the last time I went, last time I was at that mall, like, a lot of the stores weren't closed, and then when I went today, like, I was like, oh, like, a ton of them closed. It was kind of sad.
Yes, it's I noticed that a lot now.
Yeah.
Just stores closing after closing. No.
It, like, stinks, but it's hard for places to stay afloat, so make sure to support your small businesses, especially your video game stores.
Not that GameStop's a small business. Well,
no, not that GameStop, but support, like, places like Bowser's Basement and stuff.
Yeah.
Because they need your help during this.
Yeah, and then we've since come back and...
Yeah. Decided to reflect,
For our first convention back, it was...
It was good.
Nice.
Yeah.
A little... overwhelming at times, but it was nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Also tiring, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because I haven't been that tired in a while.
Oh, yeah. No, they're definitely exhausting.
You're definitely, like, we're both yawning
because we're both tired. But we also woke up early, so we're probably going to hang out the rest of the night.
Yeah, maybe do some other stuff podcast related.
Yep.
Yeah, but, good retrospect. I'm looking forward to Retro World and when conventions kind of just become a normal thing again, because it was definitely a kind of like a back to reality moment.
Yeah. No, it definitely was. Definitely was.
It was odd. Like, it was one of the most oddest feeling conventions I think we've ever been to.
Yeah. I just think that, like, it was getting back into things. They definitely had some things they had to, like, work on for next year, but
they also lost a lot of their vendors and people.
Oh, yeah, no, you definitely saw, like, they downsized on the amount of vendors and stuff, but then some people just didn't show up.
Yeah, a lot backed out really late.
Yeah, or they might have, like, but we also heard from some people that, I guess, like, yesterday was, like,
yeah,
very
Friday
popping.
Was the popping day. Saturday was not.
Some of the vendors, they just might have closed. Like, they just might not have, like, they might have sold out on their stuff, so we might have just completely missed on some.
Yeah.
So, but now we know for next time.
Yeah, it was relaxing, though.
Yeah, it was good to be back. Oh, my God, I can't stop now.
Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean...
What was your most favorite thing that you got?
I don't know. I mean, I like the Kagome figure. I think it's funny.
Yeah.
I like the art I got, you know.
For me, I'd have to say it's the Rimuru. I just think that's...
But it's not the hat?
Well, I love the hats, too, but the fact that it... Well, it's also kind of like an inside joke, because our mom got me, like, this one-piece light that's, like, the Jolly Roger of the Straw Hat Pirates, but unfortunately, whoever designed it had a major flaw in, like, the batteries, just, like, it doesn't work. I can't get it to power on no matter what I do. So, it's a little unfortunate, but it's kind of like a redemption. So, hopefully the batteries work on that so it's redeemable. But
the light's going to be so lame.
No, it will, probably, but it will still bring me joy.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but I mean, it was fun. Definitely somewhat of a return to normal.
Yeah. We're getting there.
Yeah, it was just a very tiring experience. That's how it is sometimes, unfortunately. Yep.
It's just how it goes.
Yep. But I think that's good enough for today. This is just kind of a quick little reflection.
Yeah.
And hopefully we'll be able to reflect on Retro World whenever we go to that in a couple months. So.
November.
Yeah, so like 2 months.
Yep. So we'll be talking about conventions in 2 months.
Alright. Well, once again, anyways, thanks you guys for listening to the Gaming Collecting Podcast. The Gaming Collecting Podcast is made on Anchor Podcast, and we can be found on most of your major podcasting platforms, particularly Apple Podcast and Spotify.
Woo.
And you can also follow us on both Instagram and Twitter.
Woo! Oh, and check out our cosplay pictures, because we both posted them on our personal, and you posted them on your gaming account, so...
Yep, and I'll probably post them on the Twitter at some point, so...
Yeah, so take a look if you want to.
And be very unimpressed.
Yeah.
By
hey!
Our... No, I'm joking. I'm not doing this joke every time.
Well, you'll get to see how obese I am.
Oh, shut up.
Now it's just fun for me to throw that in, because I know it annoys you.
I can punch you while I'm here.
Abuse. Ew! Oh, my leg!
I didn't even touch your leg.
My leg! Ew! I'm dying!
Alright. We'll see you guys later.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.